What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252, and we're going to go to Peter in Los Angeles. Hello, Peter. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, Mike, a lot going on today. And if I could, I'd like to connect a couple of dots and threads that you've already talked about. You've talked about this morning, obviously, you've talked about Trump.
Yes.
And him being indicted by Bragg in New York. You've talked about reparations. You've talked about CBS saying not using the word transsexual.
Transgender.
Transgender. You've talked about the war in the Ukraine. You've talked about how Israel and Netanyahu is now basically given free rein to the militias, which, you know, is against the Palestinians. So let me start from the top and say that the major funder to Barack Obama's campaign, Hillary Clinton's campaign, Joe Biden's campaign, was George Soros, the same guy that put in this clown show, buffoonish affirmative action guy in mm-hmm. New York. He's the same guy, by the way, who funded Black Lives Matter and who gave us, of course, the biggest impetus for this ridiculous reparations thing. That was also from Soros. CBS, of course. Guess who owns CBS? What kind of hats they wear? Not allowing people to know that this murderer in the Christian school was a transsexual. Garland, who says that Christian school hate crime was not a hate crime.
Yeah,
there's nothing to do with anti-Christianity. She just picked out that school and she went in. There's no hate crime there at all. That's our Jewish attorney general. Then we have Mayorkas. We talked about the border a little bit and how it's being overrun by Mayorkas, the Jew that runs the Homeland Security.
Mm-hmm.
Then, of course, there's the Ukraine over all this and the possibility that we might be nuked into radioactive Rice Krispies at any second because mm-hmm. of the Jews, including Soros, by the way, who and the bankers who control everything at all. You know who they are, along with the media. We already talked about that. You know who they are. What problem do we have in the United States of America? What really major problem isn't instigated by these ridiculous, sinister people and their organized international jury? That's my comment, Mike. And I'll just say one thing more. This thing with Trump, I usually listen relatively politely and sometimes in silence when I have people starting off on their woke crap. I'm not going to listen silently anymore. I'm going to get right in their face and go right back at them every time I hear it. And that's where I am right now. This is a step up in me. It's an escalation for me in the way I'm going to do it. And I'm going to be prepared to defend myself if they don't like it, because I don't like what they've been saying, and I never said anything to them. Anyways, that's it for me, Mike. Thanks very much.
All right. Thanks a lot for the phone call here. We have open lines, 512-248-8252. And we're going to go to Bragan, I think it is, in Wisconsin. Hello, Bragan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael. I just wanted to say I can only hear you. We're in the boondocks once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad that you moved to the state of amber waves of grain because... We do have a bunch of family that are around you. We're up in the land of beer and cheese. And if I may rifle off a few things that I love that you say when you say thank you for the kind words.
Mm-hmm.
The first time you said that to me, I thought that it was slightly demeaning, and then I realized it was not. And when people call in and they say, can you hear me? And or how are you doing? As a radio host of many years, you say, hear you fine, doing well. And I'm glad that you and Claire are doing really well. And and you have weathered all these obvious baiting schemes throughout the years. I mean, this is way before John from Barbados, and I'm talking about 08 or 09 or I can't remember. But
yeah,
I'm very happy that you have weathered all of that stufa. Yeah, I didn't swear. Nothing more than freedom has been your mantra.
Mm-hmm.
I really do appreciate that, and my sweetie does as well. I also wanted to say that among other Rivera observations, if I may, I'm going to start the sentence, and you can finish it. Only keep in your bank account.
Only keep in your bank account what you need to cover your immediate obligations and keep the rest under your control. And apparently a lot of people are doing exactly that because the banks are complaining.
And all wars are?
Bankers' wars.
And it is, you don't want to be the person who said, I told you so. I gave you this information,
mm-hmm.
and people didn't, well, not every, some people did not want to listen. So I forget who told me a really long time ago, it is so prescient and so incredible to be the soothsayer, the one who has the foresight to warn a populace 6 months ahead of time. Holy cow, you're amazing. But the people who had that ability a decade plus prior to that were always looked at as being heretics, right? And you were
Definitely. You know, wanting to point out what's going on in the world and speaking truth to power, you know, it's not an easy job. I mean, there have been downsides to it, and there's more than a few times I wish I'd kept my mouth shut about Vince Foster, but, you know, there's no going back.
Yeah, Vince Foster, I mean, we could, I had... If 40, I'm looking at my sweetie over there, about 43 employees, and a bunch of them said, yeah, you're crazy. And then once kind of the COVID and right around there started happening, they said, we're so incredibly sorry that we gave you a lot of flack. Well, that's okay. I don't want payback, and I don't want kudos. I don't want pats on the back whatsoever.
Yep.
I do want your Klingon sword.
Don't believe I have a Klingon. Oh, I don't have a back left.
And then the last one was when you would sign off. I loved it when you would say, thank you all, blah, blah, blah. And then make good choices.
Well, on that one, I think that you're confusing me with another one of the hosts here. Anyway, Bragan, I've given you a big chunk of time, and the phone lines are full. So
yeah.
Thank you very much for the phone call. And we're going to go to Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, doing well, Mike. I hope you're doing well. Yeah, Mike. So what's on my mind? Peter, another great call by Peter the Great. Mike, let's look at these minorities. The judge, his name is Juan Merchant. He's a minority. You got this Bragg, Alvin Bragg, another minority. All these minorities are teaming up on a white Anglo males, which is Donald Trump. We have got to stop this. We're the majority. We're not the minority. We're not going to take it no more, and that's the bottom line. And people should call their congressmen and their congress senators and their congresspeople. And if you want, I think I gave out the number, Mike. Give out the number if you have it. I think you should give that number out every day for a week until people start registering that they have to call these people to straighten this nonsense out, these nincompoop, imbecile, Marxist, Bolshevik, Marxist, communist that we're dealing with. Now, Mike, let's go back to what – let's look at this, Mike. I want somebody to call in your show right now and after me. And I want them to tell me how the Democrat Party's not been arrested for sanctuary cities. I looked all over all day finding – there's no such thing as a sanctuary city, Mike. Biden and every one of those Democrats should be arrested. They should be arrested, taken to a military tribunal, and prosecuted to the full extent of the law. They have allowed an illegal invasion of our country. Why is there not – there's no such thing as a sanctuary city, Mike. Why do we have to have a United States senator right now saying we have to make the English language the official language of the country, Mike? What the hell is going on? You're going to arrest Donald Trump for nincompoop stuff from a prostitute who all these Jews were saying that Avenatti is going to be the next president of the United States? All these Jew networks, ABC, NBC, CBS, that Minka Brzezinski or BDI, that Max Headroom-looking Joe Scarborough, that scumbag, that filthy lying traitor. And he was telling everybody how he switched to the Republican Party. Mike, this is all a cabal. It's a giant, filthy Jewish cabal. Like even what they did to the German people in Germany, it's a giant, massive cabal. There was queer swinging from their chandeliers in 1932, Mike. There were Berlin was a homosexual capital of the world. Now look at the United States is.
Yep.
San Francisco. Well, Mike, let me ask you a question. I've always wanted to ask you. I always forget to ask you this. Mike, what would have happened if Adolf Hitler, once he had taken over France in World War II, would have shipped all the Jews out of Germany into France? Would he have won the war?
Boy, that's a hard one. I know that at one point Hitler was considering sending all the Jews to Madagascar.
Correct. That's what's Giant Island. As a matter of fact, that's when they made that movie, the cartoon movie about Madagascar. Yeah, they made a movie about that, you know, with animals. But I was wondering, if Adolf Hitler would have had the right advice, why would he have taken every one of those Jews and shipped them right out into France or even England, for that matter, or any of those countries that were the Allied forces? And then Hitler wouldn't have had to worry about the Jewish solution. He could have said, you want the Jews? You take the Jews. And let's ship them right into France. That's what he should have done. Or he should have shipped them over to Russia. Here, you're all going to Russia, every one of you. Why did he do that, Mike?
Well, I think the reality is that there weren't very many countries out there who wanted that huge invasion of population.
Well, Mike, you know, they sent a bunch of Cubans here on a ship to Cuba back in, during the war, and the Cuban government at the time wouldn't accept them. You remember that case?
I remember that case.
Yeah, they had like 700, 800 Jews on a ship, and at the time, and I guess it was 1945, the Cuban government would not accept them. And I wonder what the whole political thing, what that was, Mike. So that's why I'm thinking that's why maybe they turned Cuba communist. But, you know, Mike, these communists are running the country. And, Mike, by the way, you know, you always say we got to win this at the ballot box. But, Mike, you know what? If this doesn't work out right, it's going to go the other way to the Caribbean ammo box. The ammo box.
Yeah.
The ammo box,
I'm Mike. Hearing that from more and more people. And
I hate to say
but
you know, Mike, I got to say this judge they got in New York, this guy's a real clown, this character. This guy doesn't know none about the constitutional rights of a sitting president or an ex-president. What they're doing is Donald Trump is the biggest disgrace in the human race of this country. It's worse than anything. It's worse than Watergate. It's worse than anything. This is the linchpin out of the grenade. Because what they're doing to Trump, I'm telling you, Mike, it's going to lead to, like you say, the ammo box. It's going to lead to the ammo box. I hate to say that. BDI Biden should be arrested right now for what he's done at the border. Americans, they're like Peter said, they're all Jews. The whole thing is Jewish. Hollywood is run by Jews. Everything's run by Jews. Thomas Edison, when he made the phonograph and the movie projector, he didn't want to give it to the Jews. He was giving it to white Christian males to make themselves better. So, you know,
well, that story of the early days of the Edison movie machine – is a little more complex than that, and a lot of it has to do with why filmmaking went to Hollywood in the first place to get away from Edison's patents company.
Well, yeah, right, Mike, but you know, they had the Nickelodeon machines, and the Jews first started Hollywood. Their daughters were so conservative, Mike, they couldn't have their dress past their ankle bone.
Yep.
But now their kids inherited all this money, so they became ultra-liberal. Everything's licky kid, rainbows and pink butterflies. And I mean, it's just crazy. And you know, our whole country just fell apart last night. Our whole country shattered, Mike. We're shattered. We're shattered as a nation. And if we don't rally around white Christianity, and we're the majority, and start letting all these Afro-Americans and all these Hispanics know, hey, who's the boss, applesauce? Don't give me that dirty eye, understand, rubber band? Because I'm the boss, applesauce. And if you don't start doing that, we're going to be, they're going to annihilate us, Mike, especially the Jews. Because the Jews are, you know, you got to remember, the Jews can hide like a termite. They can hide under the woodwork. You don't know whether they're white.
You know, Tom, I'm getting a little uncomfortable with this screed, and I recognize that we are dealing with some major problems in this country, and it is. The country's falling apart. I just don't recognize the place anymore. But all of this talk about, you know, blacks and the Jews and everything, it's kind of gone across the line
here.
So
look at the arts. Look at her do with the arts. And, Mike, I'm a Jew for Jesus. I'll be the first one to scream that. I'm a Jew for Jesus. But, Mike, look at the arts. Look what you're doing in Hollywood. You don't see no white males that are making movies anymore. You don't, and they're not even making commercials anymore. So that's why my point is there's some wonderful blacks. There's some great Jews out there. I would say 20-25% of the Jews are fantastic. They love this country more than I can imagine. And Afro-Americans. But, look, there had a great Afro-American guy on last night on Tucker Carlson. And that guy was telling the whole truth, Mike. He told the whole truth. You need to archive it. And look, I forgot his name, Cedric or something. He was fantastic. He said everything, Mike, what they're doing with the reparations, what they're doing with everything. So, of course, I'm a little upset, Mike. And what they're doing to my president, Trump, is disgusting, Mike. It's disgraceful.
Well, I agree with you on that one, definitely.
I'm boisterous, Mike, because I'm seeing how white males are being treated in this country. And I do not like it. And I'm sick and tired of it because I know what the white males have done for this country. With the wars, we made the Constitution. We made the Bill of Rights. It was our people. Guys who look like me, Mike. Okay? And I don't have to be subjected to and put down by any of these minority groups. No way, Mike. I'm not going to tolerate it no more. No way. I'm like Peter said. I'm not taking it. And I'll get in their face and let them know. They can kiss my kibuchi, man. My Menachi, whatever you want to call it, Mike. But I'm not racist. I try to be nice to everybody. I have great black friends. I have great Jewish friends. Matter of fact, I just got on the phone with a Jew. He's more conservative, Mike, than you can imagine.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going to give me a lot of information. I can't even tell you his first name. It starts with an A. And he tells me everything. And he's the first Jew that I know that'll tell you everything about what's going on. He's the one that told me about the cabal. He tells me everything. Because he knows. He's been to the synagogues. He knows what the teachings are trying to pull on us. And they're manipulating us. And they're trying to use us, Mike, due to ballot box number one, still in the elections. And they also are using white women who do not think with their brain, but think with their heart. And that's one of the reasons. That's the first thing you'll go after. The white women. They don't use their brains. They use their heart. They're emotional. And, you know, he points this all out to me. And I'm like, hey, man, everything this guy said is true. And by the way, Mike, one more thing. Did you see what Glenn Beck said last night on Tucker Carlson?
Yeah, I'm trying to remember.
Yeah,
why don't you just go ahead and tell us?
We're going to be in a nuclear war right around at the 2024. Early 25, we're going to be in a nuclear war. He did say that the currency is going to collapse. He said we're going to end up like Venezuela. He said we're going to have the same currency as Venezuela probably in the middle of 2025. We're going to have the same basic situation that Venezuela had under Chavez. So I'm pointing out what Glenn Beck said. And he's pretty accurate.
Well, I would say I think it's going to happen a little sooner than that. I mean, you have all these countries dropping the use of the dollar. There's nothing else to prop up its value. And, you know, we're in for a very rough ride. Anyway, Tom, we got to take a break for commercials. Thank you very much for the phone call. We have callers waiting on the line. 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Wall Street wizards on the lam, from a mental institution, claim private retirement funds, yeah, they are the best solution. But when the markets crash, we'll be asking where's the cash. Guess them folks in D.C. must be smoking Texas hash.
And welcome back to our show here. And before we get back to the phone lines here, I guess this storm system that's coming in from the west is really turning out to be something. The governor of Kentucky has just declared a state of emergency so that all the resources will be on standby to deal with whatever damage is going to happen. So this is shaping up to be a rough one. And, you know, Kentucky is just a couple of miles that away. All righty, getting on back to the phones here. Daryl in Canada, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Good luck with your weather. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks.
Peter, the first caller, showing the sliver of Jewish power, that was a very good call. And Tom, I always hear him on Farron's show on Saturday. He's always a great caller. I just want to answer some of his questions. You know, the Democrats and the liberals can get away with just about anything like sanctuary cities when they just use the term humane treatment. So they can get away with anything when they say that. Everyone kind of gives them a pass. Well, not everyone, but, you know, the people in power. That ship he was talking about was the St. Louis, and it was from 1939, actually, not 1945, and it was actually sent back to Germany, and most of those people perished, apparently, for whatever reason. And the black guy he was talking to was Jason Whitlock. He used to be with mostly in sports, but now he's more political. Yeah, I want to talk about Trump in a minute, but I'm going to get to the Russia is such a big story. I mean, Zelensky, the only way Russia is ever going to think about even negotiating, forget about the terms, Zelensky's got to go. Because what good is Russia keeping the Donbass, the southern area like Mariupol, and, of course, the Crimea Peninsula? They'll never give that up. That's nuclear war, if that ever. Okay, fine. They keep that, and then what? Zelensky stays? All those weapons come that they've been promised for the last few months, and they're going to show up later this year or next year. And then, it's all on again, and maybe even harder. There's no way they're going to do anything unless they have a government that's not just kowtowing to the West, and all those neutrality situations that they were talking about before the war have to be achieved also. I mean, but that could very much happen, though, because Bakhmut, apparently Zelensky is just, this is the Waterloo for Bakhmut.
Yeah.
For Zelensky. I mean, if he loses this one, there's not much to keep the Russians from doing just about anything they want. He's throwing everything in there. I mean, the West was trying to tell him to get out of there about a month ago, but now it's too late, basically. They've been encircled. There's only one road out, and that road is constantly being shelled by artillery by the Russians. So they don't have any chance but to make a last stand, but all they're going to do is just take Russians with them because they're never going to hold that place. If you want to make a comment before I get to Trump.
No, that's a pretty accurate picture about what's going on.
Yeah, okay, thank you. And, about 3 years ago, I don't call in very often, but once in a while. I used to call in on Stormfront, and I made a prediction about 3 years ago that Trump is not likely to actually be able to run in 2024. I mean, I think he's in trouble. I think he really is, and I don't mean legitimately, because this is funny, actually, from what I'm hearing about what he's going to be indicted for. But, of course, the old ham sandwich, although in Trump's case, it's the Big Mac or the Filet-O-Fish. He seems to like that. But I think he's in trouble because, you look at George Floyd, Derek Chauvin in Minneapolis, that would have been a different result in a different, all likelihood, in a different, environment there. Some other city, Oklahoma City even, possibly. O.J. Simpson, look what happened there in Los Angeles. Even the, it's if you have ultra-liberals in ultra-liberal cities, nothing's off the table. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I'm wondering what took them so long to actually indict Trump. I guess it's more of timing and everything, because you're going to get a jury pool there. I'm just going to guess here. Probably 4 blacks, 4 Hispanics, 2 Jews, and 2 whites. And I can see it now. The whites, the peremptory challenge is every time a white is taken off the jury for the prosecution, nothing will be said. But if blacks are taken off for the for Trump's defense, it's going to be racist. So he's going to end up with a terrible jury. I think the best he's going to be able to do, Mike, is a hung jury. And it depends on, and usually the only way, I think about 90% reason for prosecutors anywhere to retry a hung jury is what was the count. If it's 10-2, 9-3 one way or the other, it'll probably end up being 9-3 or 10-2 to convict, and they'll probably in perpetuity keep trying again over and over. I don't know how that's going to affect him running and everything, but I have a hard time believing that this jury, it's just like these January 6ers in Washington, D.C., guilty. But, it's like those cartoons where you have the rubber stamp and a big pile of paper. Guilty. His hands can't move fast enough, moving the paper off in front of him while he stamps it, rubber stamps everything. That's kind of the thing I think just might happen there. And I see, with all due respect to all the people at Fox and that are screaming about this, I see a lot of comments and a lot of thumbs up and thumbs down all over on YouTube, on different sites, and most of them are positive that Trump's being indicted. So it's not so one-sided that this is the most terrible thing in the world. A lot of Americans like it, and Canadians for that matter, and New York, obviously. I wonder what that would be. It's probably be about 80-20 that they'll like in New York City. So I think he's in big trouble. He's in trouble.
Well, we'll see. I mean, that's not my perception of social media. Anyway, Daryl, we got to take a break for commercials. Thank you for the call. We have more callers waiting. 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store. Or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show here, and we're going to go to Andy in Texas. Hello, Andy. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Andy, are you there? Going once, going twice, and I think we lost Andy here. So let's go to Pat in Fort Worth. Hello, Pat. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael.
Hi.
I wanted to talk about that October surprise. That didn't happen. There was a guy named Gary Sick. He wrote that book, Sick Man. And he was trying to sway public opinion away from Reagan for the election. And supposedly... George H.W. Bush flew in some real fast airplane over there to Rand to give him money to hold under the hostages until after the election. But we didn't have, you know, a way to look up stuff back then. But I went to the library and I looked this whole thing up. And Reagan said four things about the that. And one of them was... he said, I can't give you back the Shah's money. It has all gone to the committee to reelect President Nixon.
It's gone. I can't give it to you. And then he said, I wouldn't have trouble with Cuba. He said, I would just surround them. And so what it amounts to is when he raised his hand to swear to be, the inauguration, when he raised his hand, that's when Iran released the hostages, because they knew that they were dealing with somebody they weren't going to get by with, pushing around. That's what happened. And also the Iran, they came after Reagan as much as they did have done to, they call him the Teflon president, but the truth is they were all lying as much as they come after Trump. They ran a Contra thing, Congress passing a law that the president's not going to be able to sell weapons to the Contras or something. I don't know what it was. But yeah. The point was, he didn't. There's a book called 1982, Magog Canceled. And what it was is the Russians have the biggest drilling thing back in that day in the world, and they had drilled underneath, and the communists were ready to take over the whole world, and I think it was in Sinai, Lebanon, is that a place, and the Israelis discovered it, and it took them 3 months to get all those weapons and everything out of there. And that's what was sent to the Contras. The Contras were fighting communism in Nicaragua. So,
well, you've got part of that right. The whole Iran-Contra scandal, of course, broke down when one of the airplanes that was smuggling weapons crashed, and they captured Eugene Hassanfuss, who basically, admitted to what the U.S. government was doing there in Nicaragua. And the reason it was a big stink was under U.S. law, that was illegal to do, but the CIA went ahead and did it anyway.
Well, I'm going to look that up because I remember the name, but I can't remember who he was. But back then, it was just as many liars as there are going on right now, and I just hate to hear all this stuff being repeated that the mainstream media is putting out there now, and all these creepy crawly things are coming out now, and they're on President Trump's side, really, but they'll throw it in little digs, he paid $160,000. He didn't pay the $160,000. Cohen did that. And
yes.
Cohen's a liar. Huh?
Cohen, I was agreeing with you, yes. And, like I said, there are incidents of sexual harassment in Congress, and those people are all, given hush money out of the taxpayer funds. So that's a problem there. Anyway, Pat, thank you very much for the phone call. Go back to your reading, and we're going to go to Layla in Canada. Hello, Layla. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Layla, okay.
I'm sick and tired, Mike, of hearing people say or try to dismiss Hitler. Well, he was really just a Rothschild. That is nonsense. Very few people are aware of the Chancellor of Austria, Engelbert Dollfuss, Dollfuss. He was assassinated by Nazis against Hitler's wishes. Hitler was furious when he found out that Engelbert Dollfuss had been assassinated. Now, Engelbert Dollfuss did everything in his power as the Chancellor of Austria to try to find out as much as he could about Hitler, because if Hitler succeeded in reuniting Austria and Germany, which was called the Anschluss,
yes.
If Hitler had succeeded in doing that while Dollfuss was still chancellor, then Dollfuss would have been pretty well eliminated or certainly demoted. But in any case, Dollfuss himself, his son and I dated for many years. We remained friends since 1968, and we remain friends even now. Although he's 92 years old, we still talk. And
okay.
His father did extensive research within all the documents of Austria to try and prove what Hitler's father and grandfather were. The name Hitler has many various spellings, as well as he had a stepfather, which made the ability to change his name very simple. But he was definitely not in any way descended or connected to the Rothschilds. Hitler really loved his country, and he believed profoundly that the Jews were destroying it. Anyway, they ended up, the ones who did assassinate Dollfuss did it against the wishes of Hitler while the children of Dollfuss were visiting Mussolini at their resort in Italy. And that after his assassination, 2 years later, when Hitler came into Austria during the Anschluss in 1938, all the Austrian people, not simply the Viennese, they welcomed him. They were thrilled to have their countries reunited because it was like the Ukrainians and the Russians. They're all related to one another. They have distant family on both sides. Anyway, back to something that Tom said. He said, why didn't the Germans throw them into Russia? They couldn't. They had just given refuge to the Jews who had been thrown out of Russia because the Russian aristocracy were telling the Jews constantly, you are internationalist, you are not loyal to this country, get out. So the people actually ended up doing enormous pogroms, and the interior minister, Count Nikolai Pavlovich Ignatieff, reported to the Tsar Nicholas that the reason that the people were doing pogroms was because the Jews were so rich and they were gloating. They were rubbing their success into the wounds of the poverty-stricken Russian people, including the people in the Ukraine. They were overcharging on everything, and they were especially in Odessa particularly wealthy. So they established the May Laws, which forbade the Jews from living amongst the poorer people and financially exploiting them. They were restricted to, that's where the term comes, the Pale of Settlement. They were restricted to a certain area where the only ones they could exploit or abuse were their own. And so ultimately, the people rose up, there were pogroms, they all fled to Germany, and Germany foolishly, with a big heart, took them in. And then they ended up doing in Germany exactly what they did in Russia. And furthermore, this concept with the BDS, I've lost my sympathy for the average Jew. If they're dumb enough to support the creeps that have exploited them and made them vulnerable because they're associated with these monsters, if they want to continue to do that, so be it. I withdraw all my support from them, and I urge everybody, practice BDS, anything coming to us from Israel, boycott it, because that is how the Jews around the world destroyed the Weimar Republic. They forced an international boycott against Germany, and Britain was happy to see that happen because Britain was being beaten on the global economic market by the Germans, who produced a superior product in everything.
Yep.
And the Brits were overcharging for the quality of crap that they were shipping out. So BDS is a legitimate program. Starve them of the one thing they love most, money and everybody else's blood. Do not die for them. Do not obey them. Do not do anything for them. I plead with you not to attack the average Jew on the street. They're kind of caught in a kind of trance, in a stupor. They have been indoctrinated from their birth that to be a good human being, they must be loyal to Zion. And all of those that George Soros admitted on 60 Minutes to Leslie Stahl that he, as a 14-year-old with his Christian godfather, went around telling the Nazis who were betraying Hitler's philosophy. They were running all, Soros led them all and said, that's a rich Jew. That's one you can invade. This is another rich Jew. What Soros was doing was pointing out the Jews who were anti-Zionist. They killed them off in Germany. Their property was taken by the Zionists, secular non-Jewish Zionists, who were hiding behind the name Judaism and the religious integrity of Judaism, hiding behind that. And I talk about the old Judaism, the first Judaism. So Soros is a scumbag that should have been killed a long time ago. But because he's the devil, he tends to live longer because they are a satanic group. Netanyahu, Soros, and by the way, do you know Soros owns the Central European University? They were thrown out of Hungary by Viktor Orban. Bravo for him. They ended up going to Vienna. And who was the chancellor of the Central European University? The great-grandson of Count Nikolai Ignatieff, because he's doing penance for what the Jews are basically, he's in their thrall. He can't work unless he works for them. And also the same with George Ignatieff, Michael Ignatieff's father, who was a diplomat at the UN in 1947, who lobbied the UNGA, the General Assembly that was voting on the partition of Palestine. George Ignatieff was lobbying along with Lester Pearson had been appointed, the homosexual Lester Pearson had been appointed as the head of the UNGA, and George Ignatieff wrote to the Zionists saying, take the pressure off Lester Pearson, he can't take it, he's going to crumble. Lester Pearson was a homosexual, and Joe McCarthy was going to reveal everything about Pearson, as well as Norman Frank, who was his buddy, again in the Canadian Diplomatic Corps, working for MI6 as a double agent for the Russians as well. And he ended up, in order to avoid having to reveal everybody's name, he jumped off the ceiling of a 9-story building in Cairo, much like Kim Philby, who was also in Lebanon, was also in the Middle East, in Lebanon. They were so corrupt, the Jews controlled communism and any sign of socialism. And by the way, I think it might have been to you where I reported about Louis Brandeis in 1915 started buying off Truman along with the next Supreme Court Justice, Felix Frankfurt. All of this was illegal activity starting in 1915. But even before 1915, Grover Cleveland was putty in the hands of Jacob Schiff. They were bringing in a law saying that no immigrants could come to the U.S. unless they spoke at least a minimum of English. But Jacob Schiff bribed Grover Cleveland.
Layla, your command of history is amazing. But we are coming to the end of the show, and I do have other callers I need to get through.
I just wanted to fill in that the U.S. has been exploited by these Yiddishers from 1850. I'm sorry it went so long, but there's so much that's remained hidden. I just want to bring it out. So
okay,
thank you for the time, Mike.
Thank you very much. Have a good weekend. We're going to go to John in Colorado. Hello, John. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike, happy Friday. Good show. Just quickly, what's happened to Donald Trump on his indictment, like I said, that's a ridiculous thing. They don't do anything about Biden or his son, Hunter. All it is just on his side, the Republicans and all that. And he just thought, I would even show up, let them come after him. They can hide out in Florida. Ron DeSantis wants to protect him, fine. But it's just ridiculous. You're right about, what kind of a jury they're going to put in New York. They're all corrupt anyway. So as far as gun control, this thing about, the shooter in Nashville, like I said, that they kept, it seems like the media kind of just did not really report on what the person is, who the person was, what happened and all that. Just kind of keep it quiet. And as far as the gun control with Biden, it's ridiculous. There's more stuff in Colorado. We've got it everywhere. There's legislatures in the state here that want to put gun control up, but there's just too many guns, too many gun shops, too many people with guns. It's not going to be easy for him. So far as it goes, worry about what's going on in Congress. They got enough problems. They still have to get their act together and all that. But anyway, that's my 2 cents. So have a nice weekend, you and Claire. Take it easy.
All right. Thanks an awful lot, and thank you very much for the phone call. And we are going to go to Dan in Washington State. Dan, I'm going to have to take you through the next commercial break. What's on your mind?
Oh, okay. Thanks. Yeah, I was calling about Bruce's call yesterday, and he offered to donate $100 if someone will call in and talk about Biden. So I'm going to donate $100 after I hang up, and I'm talking about Biden, so Bruce will donate $100. How about that?
Okay.
So I just wanted to say, you know, I don't like to call names. It kind of sounds immature to call someone a race traitor, but if you look at Biden and his entire cabinet and these people, the worst lying
okay,
criminals.
Okay, Dan, hold that thought. I'm going to put you on hold. Okay. We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org, smash that donate button like Russian peacekeepers smashing through the Azov neo-Nazi terrorists in the Donbass.
I don't think you can explain politics without looking at Jewish power any more than you can explain physics without dealing with gravity.
9/11 was a jointly conducted covert operation that involved multiple states, the Saudis, the Israelis, and what you could call the deep state in the United
with
States.
With anti-Semitic remarks.
yeah, you're jiggling juice, we used to say, the dancing Israelis.
So even the Republicans now are compromising, and they're pushing issues that are destructive to the white race.
They would always say, like, are we just going to talk about this stuff on the radio? Like, what are we going to do about it?
Either we force the democracy to work by actually getting the ballot access, getting the candidates, getting in office, getting our message out there to the people, or we expose just how undemocratic it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new, healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available, and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women.
And welcome back to our show here. We're talking with Dan in Washington State. And Dan, if you could just pick up where you left off.
It makes me wonder if Biden has any normal people who are his friends. Like what's Thanksgiving like at the Biden house, and who's sitting at the table? Does he have any normal, like, American or even white Christian friends there, or is it just all members of the tribe, you know, like his cabinet? You know, if
yeah,
you look
I
at
imagine Biden, it's his cronies.
Yeah, I mean, this Attorney General, Merrick Garland, I mean, the guy refuses to persecute any crime against white people as a hate crime.
He totally
hates the average American. Then you got the Mayorkas guy who just has an open border, lies to Congress, faces no consequences. It's all like a big joke to him. And then the CDC, you got this Rochelle Lewinsky guy or lady. I mean, these are some pretty nasty people around Biden. And it's just, it makes me think, you know, the war in Ukraine, I mean, does he care if his own people of his own race get killed or not? Like, I don't think he cares.
Apparently not.
Yeah. This guy, he's a war criminal now with this Nord Stream pipeline. It's pretty obvious. Either he did it or he's so out of touch that somebody in his administration did it, maybe, and didn't even let him know. Who knows? You know, at this stage. So, I mean, Biden is a pretty nasty guy if you look at him. So I just wanted to, anyway, I'll just leave it at that. I mean, Biden, probably one of the worst presidents we've ever had. And people say
Obama. I agree.
Yeah, yeah. That was the second Obama, or was Obama the Biden administration? It's hard to tell.
They sort of blend one into the other here. Anyway, Dan, yeah. I'm going to let you go. Thanks. I want to sneak in one more phone call before the end of the show. Mark in North Carolina, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, here's one thing. I think local prosecutors around the country, in red states and red counties too, start to play tit for tat with these people, or start indicting federal officials, including, well, Biden, you can't because he's actually indicted now, but started indicting cabinet officials, and also considering indicting that prosecutor in New York on obstruction of election fraud for what he's doing. Play tit for tat with these people. That's all. The states and the counties have the right to do that, okay? Because most of these laws are both federal, state, and local. And there's many ways you could start prosecuting what's that jerk's name as the DHS secretary.
Well, unfortunately, the music is playing. The show has come to an end. Mark, thank you very much for the phone call. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report. V is taking the microphone tonight. Please spread the word of republicbroadcasting.org. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Have a safe weekend, especially if you're living in the central states this weekend. And we'll see you Monday. Aloha, America.
Sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site, It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at TLBTalk.com and join the social media revolution.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.